Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. California is gearing up to sue the White House over what happened over the weekend. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with more.
Today, Governor Gavin Newsom announcing California will be suing President Trump over his deployment of National Guard troops here under Title 10, allowing him to federalize them. Newsom alleges Trump illegally federalized the troops and that the order he signed does not only apply to California, but that the order allows Trump to send troops into any state. Every Democratic governor in the U.S. has signed onto a letter calling it an illegal use of authority.
The Trump travel ban is now in effect. Citizens from a dozen countries are now banned from visiting the United States. Citizens from seven other countries face restrictions, but not a total ban. Another salmonella outbreak, this one involving eggs from the August Egg Company. So far, nearly 80 people have gotten sick, and more than 20 have been hospitalized, mostly in western states. The FDA has issued a recall. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have ended negotiations on the state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans are now officially crafting their own budget after walking out on negotiations with Governor Tony Evers. They've been in talks trying to come to an agreement on tax cuts, a priority for Republicans, and funding things like schools, child care centers, and universities, a priority for the governor. Republican State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
Unfortunately, those conversations have stopped. The spending really that the governor needs is just more than the state can afford, and it was getting to the point where it was about 3-1 compared to the tax cuts that we were looking at.
Wisconsin currently has a record $4.5 billion or so surplus, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Republicans have the majority, so now this budget is essentially in their hands. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
We're going to see a budget that does very little to lower costs for working families. I think we're going to see a budget that fails our kids. We're going to see a budget that refuses to invest in our public universities at a really critical time. We're going to see a budget that turns a blind eye to relief for ordinary Wisconsinites. We're going to see a budget that exacerbates the child care crisis in the state.
Thursday, Republicans added more bonding authority to clean drinking water initiatives and $500,000 to a program to train more physicians. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Legislators are trying to finalize the budget by the end of the month. This week in La Crosse City Government, there are seven committee meetings ahead of Thursday's Common Council meeting. Today, the Board of Public Works will consider approval of a resolution to allow the La Crosse School District to begin work at the Hogan Administrative Site for a new elementary school. A council planning session is set for tomorrow ahead of a long agenda Thursday for the Common Council, which includes voting on proposals to raise stormwater utility fees twice in the next 7 months. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but at the same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jaire Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last two seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures, flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is tree. T-R-E-E. Tree. That's right. Text in tree and good luck.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. It's the beginning of a brand new week and the end of the weekend. I guess that's the good news. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable. Is this the setup for 2026 and 2028? Federal troops in American streets breaking the law and getting away with it? Also, is L.A. Trump's dictator moment, and will Americans choose the Republic or the tyrant? And Elon's guys put a transmitter on top of the White House. What were they transmitting? In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Ben Dixon, our colleague, talk show host, is going to drop by. He's got a fascinating piece about how Elon Musk's own AI platform is warning that his policies on X are inciting anti-black violence with a 50% risk of targeted attacks and a 30% risk of mob violence. Want to see, Greenwood repeated, you know, the Oklahoma massacre? Also, MAGA revelers, influencers revel in Terry Moran's suspension from ABC News for calling Stephen Miller a world-class hater after the White House complained. Can news networks stop bending their knee to Trump and stand up like Gavin Newsom did last night when he was on MSNBC? Did you catch that, by the way? I was just incredible. I turned to Louise and I said, I think Gavin Newsom just pushed himself to the front of the line for the Democratic nomination in 28. That's not an endorsement of him or anything like that, but holy cow, the guy, you know, we want a fighter. I'm perfectly willing to sacrifice some policy here and there to get a fighter. And he was certainly fighting back. Anyhow, we'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, are you hearing this, America? The GOP is lining up with excuses to cut Social Security. Yes, that's coming next. In the third hour of our program, it looks like the bird flu is now capable of airborne transmission. At the same time, Trump's ended funding for the bird flu vaccine effort. We have no biosecurity with Trump. We had none during the last pandemic. Remember, he shut down the two anti-pandemic agencies, one that ran out of the White House, the other was an independent agency. He shut them both down. They were created by Barack Obama after the Ebola scare. Anyhow, also, Qatar may fund a Kennedy Center renovation project as part of a MAGA makeover. Really? Dark money really reigns with Trump. This is just bizarre. But to start off, we had these protests over the weekend in Los Angeles. They started when ICE raided a whole bunch of, some restaurants, Home Depot, looking for people who are undocumented. Now, ICE has been reduced to, you know, what they started out was, oh, we're going to go after people who are criminals or people who have overstayed their visas that we know about, and take them out of the country. And I don't think there was a whole lot of opposition to that. I mean, there's a broad consensus in America, according to most of the opinion polls, that is, independent of politics, that you know, people who are not citizens should not be in the United States without permission. And if they're here with permission, it's cool. But now what's happening is that ICE is going after people who are here with permission. Now, there's a couple of different ways to look at what happened over the weekend in Los Angeles. The first is that it's just a distraction that, you know, he asked the question, why did Trump do this? I mean, you know, his tariff scheme has failed and is going to be causing him serious problems, already is in the opinion polls. Everyone's laughing at Taco Donnie, to quote Jeff Tiedrich. Putin's ignoring him. He's continuing to bomb the crap out of Ukraine. People are making fun of his flying bordello, this 747 Cutter wants to give him. His big, beautiful bill is facing serious headwinds in the United States Senate. Doge is a bust. And his bromance with the space Nazi has just fallen apart. So, you know, Jeff Tiedrich notes, this is, you know, this is why he did it this weekend. It was to distract us from his failures. And that may well be. But I think that there's something much deeper here. I think that what he was trying to do, is trying to do, this last weekend, I think he's trying to set up a precedent for federalizing state national guards over the objections of governors in blue states. A precedent for, you know, shooting at people, snatching people off the streets, these kind of things. The stuff that he did here in Portland in 2010, when he was snatching people off the streets, you know, having federal agents who were not showing identification in civilian vehicles, snatching people off the streets, holding them for an hour, 2 hours, interrogating them, and then dumping them back on the streets. And I think that he's preparing for next weekend, for this coming weekend, for June 14th, for the big, you know, his big birthday party in Washington, D.C. There's going to be protests all over the country. And you've got people like Lev Parnas, who is a former insider in the Trump administration, just coming out and saying it just out loud, that the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, that a bunch of these groups that attack the Capitol building on January 6th, first off, now Lev is not saying this, there's a lot of people speculating about this. First off, how many of these people have now gotten jobs with ICE? Is that why they're covering their faces? Secondly, is this the setup so that Trump can declare a state of emergency sometime in the next year and a half so that he can suspend the elections in 2026 and 2028? Is that what this is about? Now, I don't know, but there's a lot of people who are speculating specifically that that's what this is about, and it makes a hell of a lot of sense. One of the things that Donald Trump knows is that if there's an election in 2026, and it's a free and fair election, he's going to lose the House of Representatives. Probably not going to lose the Senate, although there is a chance. But he's definitely going to lose the House. And what that means is that Democrats will now have subpoena power, and they'll be able to investigate him and send him off to prison, or at the very least, to show his crimes. I mean, this is the most corrupt president in the history of America. He's one of the most corrupt world leaders in the history of the world. He's doubled his net worth in the 4 months that he's been president. Doubled. He's made billions of dollars. His sons are running around the world monetizing his presidency. His wife got a $40 million check from Amazon to take pictures of her. I mean, Jeff Bezos is sucking up to him. Mr. Cook, what's his first name? Tim, thank you. Tim Cook of Apple is sucking up to him. I mean, all these guys, they're all, you know. So anyhow, my sense of it is that that this is something much larger than just this weekend. That what we're talking about here is Donald Trump trying to formally end democracy in the United States, turn us into a police state, suspend our elections, and declare himself basically emperor. And frankly, he's got a lot of support to do that. He's got basically the entire Republican Party going with him. And then he's got, you know, the members of Congress. I mean, look at what's going on in the House of Representatives. They just passed the SAVE Act, which is going to knock tens of millions of married women off the voting rolls because their birth certificates and their driver's licenses have different names on them. I mean, this is a real thing. It passed the House of Representatives. It's waiting for a vote in the Senate. this big, beautiful bill, has all kinds of wild provisions in it, including one that prevents judges from holding Trump administration officials in contempt of court. Now, Trump did a dress rehearsal of this in the fall of 2020, just a few months before he lost the election, the 2020 election. And that was, you know, not just here in Portland, it was also in D.C. And you'll recall, while they were kidnapping people here in Portland, in D.C., Trump was begging Mark Milley and his defense secretary. He was basically begging both of them to shoot at people in D.C. Remember, can't you just shoot them in the legs? I mean, this is what's going on. And now this is a test. This is a dress rehearsal. And if he gets away with it, he's going to use this exact same formula. See, he tried it in 2020, and Merrick Garland did nothing about it for 4 years. There was no blowback. He succeeded in dragging people off the streets here in Portland with no warrants, complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, no lawsuits. This is just crazy. This is also a complete violation of one of the fundamental principles of American governance, and that is local control. You always, Trump sent these troops in violation of the desire or, against the opposition of Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. This is what's going on. I mean, let's be clear. This is a direct assault on local control. It's a direct result on all of us. And frankly, I'm concerned that it's all about the 2026 elections. Lev Parnas, he said, according to my sources, there are discussions happening right now within Trump's most trusted circle about invoking martial law. They're looking for any excuse, any video, any act of violence, any disruption. That's all they need to justify a crackdown. And it gets worse. What I'm being told is that Trump's allies, including elements connected to Proud Boys, 3%ers, and other right-wing militia networks, are planning to infiltrate the June 14th protests, not to support them, to sabotage them. Their goal, create chaos, spark confrontation, trigger a response from law enforcement, and then hand Trump the justification he needs to clamp down. Which raises the question, how much of those people who were throwing, Molotov cocktails at cops or, engaging in violence against the police in Los Angeles, and it was a very small handful of people, 5 cars set on fire. It looks like at least one of those cars was set on fire by a police flashbang. But how many of the people doing that were actually Proud Boys? I mean, what's going on here? What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773, 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is tree. T-R-E-E. Tree. That's right. Text in tree and good luck.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But when Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start, Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and even feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com.
March's faces pale, unmarked vans, no warning sign. Rights erased in real time. No badge, no name, just camouflage. Justice lost in the mirage. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, turning freedom into something sinkable. Democracy's edge now a slippery slope, grasping for truth, losing hope. National Guard on city streets, marching boots, oppressive beats. Governors, please fall on deaf ears, amplifying the nation's fears. Local voices drowned in the fray, autocracy paves its way. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, making the unlawful seem thinkable. Liberty's light flickers and fades as the rule of law degrades. From Portland nights to LA days, constitutional
24
rights
minutes past the hour. Incredible. The video confirms now that ICE was the aggressor, not the protesters, as according to both the Washington Post and the Guardian. Video footage by both shows flashbangs, tear gas, and rubber bullets deployed against protesters without any provocation. Protesters were often seen dispersing or shielding themselves. Governor Newsom and Mayor Bass both publicly stated that they did not want or request National Guard assistance. Reporters on the ground, including from LAist, KPCC, and Reuters, report being tear gassed or pushed back despite clearly identifying themselves as media. And Newsom came out and said, you know, this is after Trump said threatened to cut off funding to California. He pointed out that he said, we pay over $80 billion more in taxes than we get back. Maybe it's time to cut that off, Donald Trump. And then a spokesperson for the, Scott Bessent, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, said that that would be criminal tax evasion. And meanwhile, a British photographer, 60 years old, shot by police at the L.A. protest, it was a so-called sponge bullet, but it tore a giant hole in his leg. He said, I just walked away from them when I felt this horrible pain. He said, they're supposed to shoot the ground in front of people, not target individuals, but this hit me directly. I started hobbling toward the curb. These protesters came over, sat me down. Medics came over, cut my trousers open, and there's a giant hole in my leg with a bit of muscle hanging out. From the moment I hit, I was hit. I believed I was going to pass out. I was saying, sit me down, and then the next thing I remember, waking up. You know, much later, the medics had tied a tourniquet around his leg. And I mean, these so-called non-lethal rounds can be pretty damn lethal. And meantime, Pete Hegseth is just chomping at the bit to bring in the Marines in complete violation of Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law that was, you know, came about as the result of the abuses of people in the South by Northern soldiers, that said that never again will American military turn their weapons on average people, on American citizens. Never again. But, you know, here we are. Never again seems to be, you know, a fleeting thing. So, what say you? I'll pick up the calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Oh, also, Elon's guys put a transmitter on top of the White House. What's up with that? We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-37.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have ended negotiations on the state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. The GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse despite what they called good faith negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply cannot afford the governor's spending priorities. In response, Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees. But Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum.
Legislators are trying to finalize the budget by the end of the month. At the state track and field meet at UW La Crosse this past weekend, dozens of champions were crowned as the best in the state. A total of 118 event champions and 8 team champions were recognized at the two-day meet, which wrapped up on Saturday. One of those team champions was Cochran Fountain City, which earned the school's first ever girls track title. In addition, 25 verified state records were broken. The event draws upwards of 20,000 spectators each year and has an estimated $4 million impact on the La Crosse area. Scattered showers today will give way to warmer temperatures later this week. Today, highs will be around 70 degrees. With total rainfall amounts around a tenth of an inch across the Cooley region. Overnight into tomorrow, skies will clear out and highs Tuesday will be around 80 degrees. On Wednesday, we'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s ahead of our next best chance of rain overnight Wednesday into Thursday when showers and storms are possible. In addition, air quality this week will continue to be a concern due to the wildfires in Canada bringing smoke into western Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device App Store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures, flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Support.
that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Shadows fall on the marble floor. He's pacing like a man who's lost the war. Empty halls where the whispers crawl. Power's not enough when the crowds won't call. The papers burn, the gavel cracks. He's plotting in the silence, watching his back. Truth's a threat and justice stings. So he's pulling every puppet string. When the tyrant slips, the danger grows. That's the moment when the fire shows. He'll light a match, he'll raise the smoke. Blame the broken while the country chokes. Don't look away, don't let it slide. Empires fall when good men hide. History screams from bloodstained lips. We all pay the price when the tyrant slips.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Daniel Bareilles is an IT staffer over at the White House, and he was pretty flipped out about this. He kind of reported this. This is from Stephen Mentos posted this. I believe it came from the Daily Beast. Yeah. Elon Musk's goons at the Department of Government Efficiency transmitted a large amount of data, all of it undetected, using a Starlink Wi-Fi terminal installed on top of the White House, according to a new report. The Doge goons installed it in mid-March with a sign-off of Trump's administration, but against concerns raised by security officials, according to the Washington Post. The officials in charge of protecting the White House's communications were not informed of the installation ahead of time, insiders told the Post. In fact, if you wanted to use the internet, you had to be on a full tunnel VPN at all times. If you're not on the VPN, White House issued devices can't connect to the outside. But with this Starlink connection, that means White House devices could leave the network and go out through gateways. It's going to help you bypass security. In April, the article notes, a whistleblower at the National Labor Relations Board accused the Musk-led department of a significant cybersecurity breach. Daniel Bareilles, the IT staffer I mentioned at the beginning here, said he saw anomalously large data transfers and sign-in attempts from Russia after Doge took over his agency's systems. In that case, the Doge staffers insisted that their actions in the system not be tracked. You'll recall that at least one of the incels who worked for Musk, these pimply-faced teenage Doge boys, actually had an affiliation with Russia, actually ran a company and a server based out of Russia. And he was inside, our government. Is that what's going on? Is this just another coup by Putin? I don't know. What do you say? All right, what's on your mind today? RB in Orange County, California. Hey, RB, what's up?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Yes, Tom. So I'd like to just talk about the recent peaceful protest in Los Angeles, which turned into a violent riot after the commander-in-chief called in the National Guard.
Right.
And he did this against the wishes of Governor Newsom, Mayor Bass, and without providing Police Chief McDonald with advance notice. And it reminds me of the analogy which I first heard on your show, Tom. The arsonist who sets the fire and then takes credit for the fire department, calling the fire department to put out the fire.
Yep.
And it is most unfortunate that Trumpy set the trap and the protesters took the bait. And now he's attempting to justify his actions because of the violence and chaos which he created.
Yep.
And, of course, the reason for this recent mayhem and one of the root causes which have enabled fascist forces to take control of the federal government is the failure of Congress to enact comprehensive immigration legislation.
That's true, yes, going back 30 years or more.
60, by my reckoning, or more.
The last one was 86.
Ask ourselves, Yeah, but I think it went back. I remember it in the 70s when I was in the restaurant business. But rational people should ask ourselves and our elected representatives, how is it possible that for many decades, whether it's four or six, the Congress, with both Republican and Democrat majorities and with Republican and Democrat presidents, have failed to enact meaningful immigration reform?
Yeah.
And to do so, we only need to ask one simple question, and by thereby reframing the immigration debate to reflect reality. And in Latin, that question is cui bono, that is, who benefits? Ask ourselves, who benefits from undocumented workers in the U.S.? And if we address this question honestly, we need to acknowledge that both sides of the political aisle perceive and derive benefits from illegal immigration and undocumented workers. And I think we first need to reframe it and understand that there's a bright flashing neon sign running 24/7 across the entire southern U.S. border, which advertises jobs for those willing to work and make a better life for themselves. And to be perfectly clear, 99.9% of all immigrants come to the U.S. to work.
Yeah. Well, this is why I've been saying for a long time that if you want to stop illegal immigration, all you do is start enforcing employer sanctions. You start throwing rich Amen. White employers in jail. I would say the other reason, we had a wide open border into the United States up until the 60s and 70s. And what happened was every year between 1 and 2 million people would come north into the United States in the spring. And in the late fall, early winter, they would go south back down to Mexico. And then in the 60s and 70s, the Republicans started freaking out about brown people. And this whole racist thing really started ginning up seriously to the point where Reagan had to deal with it. And in 1986, he looked around and he said, okay, the rich white big companies, particularly the agricultural companies in California, which was his base, need low income, you know, or low pay, low wage workers. And these are the people who are willing to do it, the people who are coming here, and this is their entree into the possibility of joining the American dream. And so he granted amnesty to 4 or 5 million people because, you know, because of the point that you make, RB, that, you know, there's an economic value to the employers here. Trump is shooting that in the foot. He's not caring about that because Trump has decided that the other half of the equation, the one that started the need for Reagan to respond, the one in the 60s and 70s, which is when white Republicans, William F. Buckley leading the charge, William F. Buckley, who famously in the 50s wrote an essay for the National Review saying that black people are genetically inferior, you know, assuming that probably brown people are also, you know, started promoting this whole, you know, essentially what has become the Great Replacement Theory. And so now it's all about race. It's, you know, it's about people with brown skin. They are not going after the probably over 1 million people in the United States just from the UK and Ireland who have overstayed their visas. They're not going after the white people, RB. They're going after the brown people. RB, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Excellent points made. Thank you. Nathaniel in Sudbury, Massachusetts. Hey, Nathaniel, what's up?
Well, hi. I'm so glad to get on your show. This has been a dream for me. You know, I had a book that was sitting on my shelf. It was written in 1942 by my grandfather called Permanent Revolution. And I changed the title to Authoritarianism, Fascism, and Totalitarianism in the 20th Century. It's available on Amazon and Apple Books. And this book is so similar to what is going on with the Trump administration. When Trump, for the first time in 2016, you know, there were authoritarian impulses, but he never acted on them until he got the core to say, I'm going to give immunity protection.
Yeah.
And secondly, my grandfather's book, which I'm going to mail to you, is so similar to how the rise of Hitler came to power. And he wrote this in 1942 with no computer, no internet, no video. And you read the book, it's exactly what Trump is doing, his playbook. And recently what happened in California is now setting the stage for an authoritarian government because he's got immunity.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, Nathaniel, what was the title of the book again?
It's called Permanent Revolution.
Permanent Revolution.
Authoritarianism, Fascism, and Totalitarianism in the 20th Century.
Why?
It's the fourth edition. It was published in 1942. It's on Amazon and Apple Books.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to grow the awareness of it that a book from the past is now here now, and the past explains
I completely agree. And books like I Paid Hitler by Fritz Thyssen and They Thought They Were Free by Milton Mayer and even The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shearer, they're all far more relevant today than arguably than when they were first published. Nathaniel, thanks for the call. Robert in Austin, Texas. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you a true story. Back in the early 1970s, I was in the Army Reserve 600-bed hospital. We were scattered all over the Southeast. And one Sunday morning, they were having racial problems in Atlanta. I don't remember all the fine details, but they called us in one Sunday morning and told us that we may be called up and that we were to wear our uniforms and we would be issued a rifle, but no ammunition. Hmm. And right there, you know, it flashed in my mind, uniform, rifle, no bullets. I'm a target. That's all I'm in.
Yeah.
So the last thing they told me was, you won't fall under military code of justice. You're going to fall under civil law. And when I heard that, I said, I'm not showing up in my mind.
Yeah, well, that's why they didn't want to give you bullets.
But they never called us up.
Yeah.
That's that was the last I heard of it. And I don't know where it came from. But that stuck with me all my life.
I was during the Nixon administration?
The early 70s, 72, 3 probably.
Yeah, that was Nixon. He was president until 74. Got it. Okay, Robert, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, a good thing you didn't end up being like those guys at Kent State. But thanks for sharing your story.
Well, I can say I wasn't going to show up.
Yeah, I get it.
I made my mind up right there.
I totally get it. Robert, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your calls. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your house, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts of any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. With all his might to bring him back again. No money, no agenda, no slogan, suit or tie. Just a little heart still beating for a life about to die. There's more humanity in a mouse than in a MAGA hat. More soul in a lab rat's whisper than a billionaire's latest spat. While Trump cuts food and Musk cuts aid, the rodents try to give. There's more compassion in a creature small than in the right to live. Welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Oh, man, that was a beautiful song. It was based on an
actual scientific study that mice try to revive their injured compatriots.
Instead of people killing their own, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Y'all check who 98.8% of kill each other. Listen, you've done a good job this week. I got to hand it to you. You've put out a false narrative about people trying to take people out of the people that have no warrants on them for at Home Depot. That was a complete lie, and that caused this whole scene.
Well, there were 114 people arrested in Los Angeles this weekend.
No, they were not.
For this, being this illegal aliens, and 11 of them actually had criminal records. So, I'm all in favor of those 11 people being pulled out. But the 102 or 103?
I don't have as much time as you, so I'd like to tell you the truth here. look up the Los Angeles Times. There's an article written by Rachel Uranga, U-R-A-N-G-A, and Ruben Vives. It says it all began Saturday morning at the Home Depot in Maryland, in Paramount, excuse me, working-class predominant Latino suburb in the south of Los Angeles. But that morning, patrol agents were spotted across the street from the Home Depot at their facility. Across the street at their facility, word quickly spread on social media. Passersby honked their horns, and soon the protesters arrived. The clashes between authorities and protesters lasted for hours in both Paramount and nearby Compton. Okay, this was all spread by misinformation, and people like, you know, you need to go listen to Maxine Waters. Take her advice. Get in people's face. Okay? This is what's causing it. These people were at a federal facility, and you don't have to have people, you know, ask permission to send federal representatives to a federal facility where they're being attacked. And you don't,
nobody got inside that facility, Mike. Those people were outside that federal facility. And yeah, you're right. They, you know, people were protesting ICE going after people who are not criminals. Like I said, they arrested, this is according to ICE itself, they arrested 114 people on Saturday for being illegal immigrants. Out of those 114 people, 11 of them have a criminal record. Trump and Homan and all these other guys, they keep talking about these criminals that they're going to arrest, these murderers and rapists and robbers. They got 11 of them this weekend. God bless them. But what about 103 people who have no criminal record? And most of those people, in all probability, were actually, you know, checking in were here with permission.
They were attacking the officers. And then they got stopped, and they found out that they were not here legally. You know,
That is not the narrative that I'm reading, Mike. That is not the narrative.
Of course not. Look up the article.
Yeah.
Look up the article. And also, did Ross Barnett have to ask for the federal troops to come into Ole Miss?
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. And you know, what I have noted here is that the last time you called into the program, you just made something up. So I have a hard time taking you seriously. But, you know, the simple fact of the matter is that this is an attempt. This whole thing is being ginned up. It's being Trump is trying to get in people's faces. And he wants to do this because he doesn't want to have an election in 2026, in my opinion. I mean, you know,
I bet he doesn't chicken out.
Who benefits?
I bet he doesn't chicken out.
He also has changed the conversation to one where he actually has most of the public with him, which is immigration, away from the one that is actually should be the topic this week, which is that within the next few days, the Senate is going to vote to give a massive, $2.5 trillion and another $4 trillion tax cut to billionaires, you know, including Trump and Musk and the 13 billionaires in his cabinet, you know, over the objection
of the
American people. Yeah, well, good luck with that, Mike. Good luck with that. Oh, God. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Ben Dixon is going to drop by. Elon's own AI platform is warning us. This is a fascinating story. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests in Los Angeles over ICE raids expected again today. It follows a volatile weekend of unrest and President Trump mobilizing National Guard troops in L.A. neighborhoods without Governor Gavin Newsom's approval. Newsom now says the state is suing.
Newsom says that this is purposefully inflammatory and that it only escalates the situation. That memo the president signed over the weekend sends up to 2,000 National Guard members for a period of 60 days. President Trump and Gavin Newsom have a long history of going back and forth on politics and policy issues. This is the next chapter in that long history.
ABC's Karen Travers. The White House confirming President Trump and Israel's prime minister will speak today. It has been 2 weeks since their last call when Trump warned Israel's leader not to take actions that could disrupt U.S. and Iranian talks. And in London, high-level trade talks today between the U.S. and China as the world's top economic powers try to tamp down on tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News.